Thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. It's June 29th, 2022. It is 8:41 p.m. And so we call this meeting to order. Okay, we need to take the roll. I can do that because I've got a list.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What Bella? Is it, Bella?
Yes. This is a Zoom meeting. Are you recording this meeting or not?
We just asked that. Fred said yes.
So I don't see the recording on.
Because he's recording it. We're not doing it through Zoom. Fred has got a handle on it. Okay.
So we are, well, the thing is this, what is the purpose of doing a Zoom meeting if the Zoom recording is not going to be provided?
Actually, it is recording. Bella, I'm looking up at the top left and it is recording. Okay, that's it for that. I am now going to call the roll. Okay, so I go in, let's see, alphabetical order. Fred Blair?
Present.
Okay, Sarah Brown?
Present.
Okay, I know that Adriana is not here and will not be joining us. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Is here. Okay, James Dingaman. I don't think he's here. Donald Goldmacher. Not here. Donna Grimes. Not here. Avelia Jones. Not here. Zach Caldwell. I believe I saw you here. Zach, are you still here? Yes. Please answer yourself, Zach. Please unmute. Zach? Well, I see you here. I hope you will announce yourself later so you're not that you're just connected, but in some other room. Okay. Elizabeth Milos?
Here.
Here. And Catherine O'Sullivan said she would not be able to make it. Marilyn Vote Downey.
Here.
Sandy Weinman.
He's present.
Sandy Egberto Willis is not here. And I am here. Let's see. How many is that? That is, well, if we don't count Zach right now, we're only seven. Zach, we really need you.
Eileen, I've noticed him to unmute several times.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the rule is here. He looks like he's here, but he's not answering. And without him, we don't have quorum. What do you say?
That's something.
Ask him if he can acknowledge being able to hear us. Have him acknowledge us in chat as to whether he can hear us.
That's a good idea. Oh, there is some chat. Let's see.
Point of information for.
Hang on a second, Bella.
Okay.
Please wait. Okay, yeah, there's nothing from him. What were you going to say, Bella?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. For electronic meetings, the rule is that they must be heard verbally. They must be able to communicate verbally.
That's what I thought. And since he's not here or not responding, should we halt this meeting and come back when he's here?
No, we have a lot of documents to go over. We can at least review them. You can read the agenda to the stream, Madam Chair, for one.
I could do that without a quorum. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then we'll see if he turns up. All right. Okay, here's the agenda. So after the roll call, the next point was selection of timekeepers. I don't know if we want to wait for Zach to come back for that. The next thing is the approval of the agenda, so we'll wait for that. Approval of the minutes for May 16th. I meant to resend those to you all, and I meant to read them, and I didn't get to that. I don't know about the rest of you, but we'll come back to it when we're... I'll just read the agenda right now. Okay, so that was the preliminary information. Next point is update and guidance on pending election of chair by the secretary and any needed actions. And Bella has volunteered to take the place of the secretary on that. You saw her email, Bella? So you're prepared
yes.
to? Okay, great. Next point is announcement from the pro tem chair about the audit. Next is an announcement from the pro tem chair on NETA. Then there is a review of the motion directed by the audit committee to the finance committee. We will discuss and do whatever needs to be done there. Point six is a non-disclosure agreement and an explanation by the pro tem chair. I had number seven to review the last management letter.
That called your attention. Sorry. My volume wasn't working. I couldn't hear anybody. It just got back on.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're here because now we have quorum again. yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, Zach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are not here. That's too bad. I think there are people who have not been here three times in a row that we've never really heard from. So we'll have to check up on that. Okay, I'll just finish reading the agenda since we're almost done. Point seven was to review the last management letter to describe operational, which describes operational deficits. Then I left room for other and another. And then I said adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Okay.
Could I ask, is there a way you could share a screen with that agenda like you did last time?
I can. It means none of us can see anybody else.
Okay, well, never mind. That's okay.
I mean, we can do it for a while. Or was that Marilyn who was asking?
Yeah, that was me.
Yes?
Yeah, that was
Do you have the agenda with you? I just sent it a little while ago.
Madam Chair.
Excuse me, please let Marilyn answer.
I don't have it in front of me. That's okay. Never mind. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
Point of information, Madam
what
Chair.
What is it,
Bella?
Yeah, what?
The screen share can be done if you set it up in the settings. That's what I wrote to you about earlier a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know what you're saying.
Before the meeting
I can share
starts.
My screen. I can share my screen. It just means I can't
okay.
see everybody else.
With the agenda. You have to set it up in settings.
All right. Well, we're not doing that now.
And I just sent Jim Dingman the link. He was asking for it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, here's Zach. Let me take a quick look here. Oh, yeah. That was funny. And Jim. All right. I'm just checking these emails. Okay. So let's move on. Let me get back to this agenda. All right. I think the next point was to select timekeepers. Do I have any volunteers?
I'll volunteer.
Is that Marilyn? Are you volunteering for the people or the points?
For the timekeeper?
Yeah, there's sometimes we need to have one person for, can you do both? Sometimes we have one person who watches over the people, you know, how long each person is speaking. And sometimes we have another person to watch out for how long the points are according to the minutes that were put out there on the agenda, which you don't have.
Put the agenda up in the chat, and I could see I think. It's a 2-minute time limit, isn't it, on each speaker?
Yes, it's 2 minutes for their first intervention on a given point. Mm-hmm. And then they may have a 1-minute follow-up if everybody else who wants to speak on that point has already spoken.
Okay.
So we need to kind of keep to that to be able to get through the agenda. The next point was approval. So thank you, Marilyn. I guess I need to send you the agenda because you don't have the number of minutes.
Put it in the chat, so it's okay.
Someone is doing that? That's great. Thank you, whoever did that. Okay, that's great. Thank you. Is that Elizabeth, probably?
Yeah, I did.
Appreciate it. Okay, let's move on. So approval of the agenda. Are there any objections to the agenda? Okay, so hearing no objection.
Hold on a second, please. Announcement of pro tem. Review of the motion directed by...
That's the way I put it, because I'm not really happy about pointing fingers, you know.
Right, so. I understand, but I remember from, and I read the transcripts from the previous meeting, and as well as listening to it, and it was a motion that was passed by the AC.
Right, can we discuss that and when we get to that point on the agenda?
Right, but I would...
And correct it, whatever needs to be done?
Right, but as it's written right now, it's not very clear that it was actually passed.
It doesn't need to be clear right now. We will clarify things when we get to the point on the agenda. Okay.
Madam Chair, a point of information, Bella.
Yes, Bella.
We cannot approve the agenda if it is omitting, missing... such critical information, and
Bella, it is not missing any critical information. We will deal with the point when we get to the point. That's it.
Eileen, I'm sorry, Elizabeth would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, I don't mean to be a stickler about this, but if we're approving an agenda, that means we're approving the actual words that are listed in the agenda. So I would like for it to be recognized in the agenda that motion was actually passed, as reflected in the transcripts from the previous meeting. So
review of motion passed
by the AC.
AC and directed to the Finance Committee.
Correct. Directed to the
PNB.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Second through the PNB. All right. Any other comments on the agenda, or is that fine? Any other objections?
Madam Chair, Bella.
What is it, Bella?
Since I have had no time to open the agenda, quite honestly, I'm doing that now, but I have not been able to open it. In the meantime, was the motion to proceed with the vote for the process of the election
inserted? That is the thing that you volunteered to take up, Bella. That is point number two.
I noticed that you meant, stop interrupting me, please, and let me finish.
Because you bring up things that are obvious. And we don't have a lot of problems.
The question is, I heard you mentioning the issue of the elections, but was that motion inserted in the agenda?
No, it
correct.
Was.
It should
was,
have been. Yes, it should have been.
Me.
Sorry.
It's in what Adriana sent.
Was it inserted in the agenda?
Bella, I said no.
So
I
that
said,
needs
it is
to
not.
Be inserted into the agenda.
We can attach it. You have the email from Adriana. We will insert it.
Yes, I do. And she just sent it out about an hour ago.
That's fine. We got
ago.
That. We got that. You're not recognized anymore. You don't need to belabor it. I will cut and paste what she said into the agenda.
Thank you.
All right, can we move on now?
Sure, this is James. May I be recognized?
Yes, James. Hi.
I just wanted to suggest that the way to solve the problem about the motion that was passed is to call it a resolution.
Yes.
Just change the word.
Okay. All right, I'm cutting and pasting Adriana's motion into the agenda, and I will read it to you.
For the stream.
Exactly. Thank you. From Adriana. The members of the audit committee authorized the committee's secretary to engage Terry Goodman and a second teller to conduct the audit committee chair's election by email in accordance with the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. The two nominees are Eileen Rosin and Bella DeSoto. The secretary of the audit committee will communicate by email to the members of the committee the opening and closing date of the election and the day of the public ballots tally, according to the teller's availability. So I think my having just read that, I don't think we need any help from Bella. We should just, I guess we need to vote on this motion and see if we approve it.
Madam Chair, point of information, Bella?
Yes, Bella?
Yes, correct. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Does anybody need to hear that again, or can we take a vote?
I'm Marilyn here. I'm sorry. I'm confused. What are we doing? I thought we were approving the agenda. What item are we on?
We were trying to approve the agenda, but people wanted this motion inserted into the agenda, so I read it. And since I read it, there's no reason to read it again. And we just need to vote on it because it happens to be the point that we're at.
Okay, because we're out of time for this point. That's all. Thanks.
For point two, we hadn't actually.
So did we approve the agenda? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's right. We're trying to approve the agenda.
Okay.
I guess we still need to do that.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Now, with these changes, which I'll send out later.
Madam Chair, Sarah Brown.
What is it, Sarah?
I move that we approve the minutes and the
okay.
addition as written, as agreed to.
To approve the agenda.
I second.
Agenda as agreed to.
As agreed to. Yes. I think obviously we'll have to, I don't think we need a second in committee, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Just for future reference, it's hard to remember when you do and when you don't. but are there any other objections? Sarah moved to approve the agenda as agreed to. Okay. Great. Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved now. Okay. So back to point two, which was this deal about the elections. Do I need to read Adriana's motion again, or can
yes,
we vote
Madam
on
Chair,
it?
Yes, Madam Chair, if you would.
Could Fred be recognized?
Yes, Fred, go ahead.
I move that we approve Adriana's motion on election of the chair for the finance for the audit committee.
Okay.
Can we take a vote?
We approve this.
If there's any objection.
Bella, let me run the meeting, please. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. This is approved. So I will advise Adriana or Adriana, however you like, and let her put this into motion. And I guess she will then let us know what's happening. Okay. All right. The next point is a very brief announcement on the audit. I think I wrote to all of you on the audit committee yesterday, the day before, that clearly the audit was not going to be ready for us to turn it into the California Attorney General's office by this Thursday. However, our accountant, Julia Kennard, called up the AG's office and spoke to an assistant attorney general there, somebody whose name had been on one of our letters from last year. You know, so she found that name and number, called him up, spoke to him, and he said there was really no problem with taking another week or two to get the audit into the AG's office. So we will not suffer any penalties or anything of the sort by being a little bit late. It's estimated that we will have the audit done by July 15th. What day is that? Which is a Friday. So we'll keep an eye on it, but that would mean maybe that we would have our, well, we'll see. We might have a meeting on the 18th or maybe on the 11th. We'll worry about that later. Okay. The next point, which is a bigger one, is about META. Probably some of you have already heard this. Maybe some of you have not, but I'm sorry, who's got some background noise going on there? We've got some static or something.
The Elizabeth would like to offer a suggestion to the person who's hosting. They can automatically mute whoever's making any background noise.
But I can't see who it is.
Well, you can see if this person is muted or not. Whoever's not muted is the one that's providing the background noise.
Possibly. There you go. Somebody muted. Well, maybe. I don't know. Let me see. Is it Bella? Bella's not muted. Bella, can you mute yourself for a minute, please?
Sure. I'm somewhere else right now. Hold on, please.
Thank you. It was you, Bella. Okay. Hang on. Let me get some of these materials out that I need to look at. Give me 1 minute. So I consulted with our executive director and with Julia on because I didn't have all the details myself, but they gave me some talking points to convey to the public and to all of you. Our ED says, per NETA's recommendation, our contract with them will not be renewed when the contract expires in September of 2022. They will work closely with us through October, assisting with the transition of records to a new chief financial officer, human resources director, and payroll supervisor. Sorry, I've been sick all week with a cold. As we move into our fiscal year 22 audit for 2023, I am sure it would behoove us to reach out to our current auditors for the possibility of hiring them for the process. The National Board is in the process of forming a personnel search committee to begin the process of finding a new CFO, HR director, and payroll staff. Julia clarified, the day-to-day work will stop as of September 30th, 2022. The transition should start prior to that date. Non-payment of the more than $90,000 currently due to NETA for services could result in termination of services prior to September 30th, 2022. And just she reiterates that as of right now, July 15th is the anticipated completion date. We should know by the end of this week if that is no longer achievable for any reason. So that's the information, people. kind of dire. So I'll give you a minute to digest that.
Well, Jim to the stack.
Oh, hi, Jim. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, that is indeed a very tough blow, given everything else going on. Because whatever people think about what they did, they certainly reduced our costs of carrying out those functions. So I know we're on an open stream.
Yes.
It is a situation that hopefully we can turn around by showing an improved performance. But I understand their decision making. I guess they felt that they're not going to get it paid, I guess, is what I would assume was the situation. And in my opinion, I think that they also were, you know, there's enough of the cultural nonsense that they had to experience working with us that I think was not helpful in contributing to a satisfactory relationship with them. I think that some people have to take responsibility for their actions in making it more difficult for them to function. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Jim. Does anyone else want to comment?
Andy for the stack.
Yes, please go.
Thank you.
Andy.
Yeah. In all deference, a lot of this has to do with NEDA's frustration with Pacifica. We're in financial straits and we're not taking appropriate actions fast enough. AKA, we're not behaving like a nonprofit corporation might, others might do. If we were able to say that we would go into a mode of reorganization, bankruptcy, Chapter 11, NEDA may be reconsidering. But they're finding us to be stubborn, despite their guidance, and they have good experience. Perhaps we should listen to the doctor. And I'm not saying people on this call necessarily, but more broadly speaking. So I'm not a big fan of bankruptcy, but if they're advocating it, perhaps we should be listening a little bit more closely. It's nothing to do with we're behind by $80,000. We're behind by $300,000 at one point. Our rate of losing is decreasing. That, I don't think, is the main issue. They want a little sanity, and they're not seeing it.
Jim to the stack, please.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim.
While I differ with Sandy on the issue of bankruptcy, because I do feel that we should do our best to not go into that situation, because all of us are well aware of the critiques of that option several years ago. I do think that we have to take seriously the need for serious change at all the stations locally to better able ourselves to survive. And there's many, many measures we can take to try to change the situation around rapidly. And I'm talking now about the stations that have the biggest problems and how they're operating, and that is Los Angeles, Texas, and New York. New York is recovering, but it has a lot more ways to go, no doubt about it. And all the other stations, given the fact that their revenue has essentially collapsed, we all have to work together to figure out how to change that around for the better. And one of the things to me that's important with this committee is that I don't want to get involved in bickering about who did what, when, where. The audited financial statements are the basis for us to be able to get money from external sources. And that to me is a good thing. We have to be very creative about how to take advantage of the audits so that we can get money from other sources that we might not normally think we can get. And we'll have a breath of fresh air to get that, but we can't allow that to fall by the wayside. We really got to pull together, everybody working together, to make sure that the bankruptcy option is not triggered, because the bankruptcy option triggers the sale of property in the stations. That is open source. Everybody knows this. That's in a contract with the FJC on the loan. That is triggered when bankruptcy is declared. That means they will seize a building in one or two of the stations, hire their money. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Got it.
I'd like to be on stack.
Bella,
I'm sorry.
I was muted. Bella would like to be on the stack.
Wait, who was that before Bella? Was that Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth, then Bella.
And Sandy would like to...
Oh, I'm sorry, Sandy. Oh, no, you spoke.
I've spoken.
And Fred. And Fred.
Okay, hang on, people. Let me make a list. So we've got Elizabeth, Bella, Sandy, Fred. Did I get everybody?
Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Where were you in the order, Marilyn? Were you before anybody?
It's okay.
That's okay, Marilyn. All right, Elizabeth, go ahead. Elizabeth?
You're muted.
Yeah, you're still muted.
Can the background noise...
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, otherwise, Bella, please mute yourself. You've got that.
The background noise is kind of difficult to concentrate. I'm sorry.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, so you can hear background noise. Okay.
Yeah, Bella, please mute yourself.
It's like a
fine.
Yeah, it's like a persistent, and I'm an interpreter, so my ears are really
delicate.
How
is it now? How is it now?
Bella, kindly just mute yourself.
Okay, but the same thing will happen when I start speaking.
That's fine. It's not that overwhelming.
Okay, let me mute. Hold on.
Please mute. How long is this taking you? Thank you. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Okay. It, to me, it's very worrisome that somebody is talking about bankruptcy as a way of bringing in NEDA. Let me just stop for a second. I was looking over reviewing the management letter, and one of the things that stated there that was there, unless I understood it incorrectly, and I have to go back to it. Hold on one second. Was the statement here that said that we're in danger of being in default if we did not have the actual audit within 120 days. After the fiscal year, okay, for this last, the previous time, I believe it said here. You know, I think
no.
that, hello?
120 days? Oh, I'm
hello?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted. Go ahead.
Okay. And so in terms of, it's not pointing fingers when I understand that many people start being, get very defensive and say that somebody's pointing fingers or we're singling people out. That is called accountability, okay? And the fact that there has been some stations, in particular, there was KPFA, which took 6 months to hand in documents for the auditing to be done, knowing full well that could trigger, a default situation for Pacifica, is very irresponsible. I didn't have a chance to. This was the first time I read this management letter. But there's a reason why the audit committee should have reviewed this management letter and have been prepared to be able to single out the people responsible for not handing in the documents on time. And that's one of the reasons why we were pushing for that from the beginning, from our first meeting that I attended, which was in May. Okay. That still has not happened.
Okay.
Also, I also feel very, very disappointed. And I'm going to be very, very blunt here. I feel disappointed that the motion that we had passed at the previous meeting was not sent to the PMB, because that's the function of the Finance Committee to make recommendations so that this does not continue happening. That also affects the relationship with NEDA. And nobody was attacking NEDA. Nobody. I have not sent it a letter to George. Nobody here, as far as I was attacking NEDA. On the contrary, we were asking for the outstanding items list, which
yes.
is common
Elizabeth,
knowledge.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Time. I will clarify that I didn't necessarily mean that people during this year were harassing NETA or the auditors, but it has happened in the past. I'm sorry if that was unclear. Okay. Next is Bella. Go ahead, Bella. You're still muted.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that clarity. And I also agree with Jim Dingman's analysis. I would say other things, but ever since NETA was commissioned, I opposed it. I was not on the board at KPFK yet because I knew that developments were going to lead to a problem situation down the road and that we were being stripped of our power to handle our own affairs. So that's where I'm going to leave it, and I'm hoping that with the new moving forward that we can get our stations to work out their issues and produce their own financial documentation. I'm very disappointed, actually, how NETA has been handling Pacifica all around and not providing, in my view, as a professional bookkeeper, adequate professional profit and loss and balance sheet that we never get to see. And other documents, as they were paid to provide financial documents. Financial documents
That's not part of the audit committee's purview.
Yes,
we're
but
not
it
talking
is
about
part, but it is but it
we're
is
out of
part
order.
It is parcel. It is to the central issue of financial documents.
Take it to the finance committee.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Is it to respond directly?
It is.
Okay. Sandy, do you mind if we give Jim a minute?
In fact, I'll make it a point of order.
Not at all.
We need not to engage in this committee in disparaging our vendors or raising personnel issues by referencing the performance of employees who can be identified by the nature of the work that they do that people are complaining about. This committee does not need to create more liability for Pacifica with its employees and its vendors. So this conversation, it should not be happening. We should not be criticizing our vendors. We should not be criticizing the performance of employees that are identifiable by the nature of the criticism.
Thank you, Jim. That's helpful. And everyone should remember that. Okay.
And point of information, Bella.
No, Bella, you are not recognized. It's Sandy's turn.
Okay.
Sandy?
Thank you. Just want to clarify something Jim Dingman mentioned, and that is I was not indicating my own personal view, just the possibility that our vendor was frustrated in trying to work with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Fred?
Yes, this whole situation around, this is very sad news for me to hear that we may be losing NETA come September. Because over the last 3 years, they have regularized our financial reporting. They've done many good things for us. They brought us back from the abyss where we were like three audits behind. And I think the primary reason why we're losing them is we haven't been paying them. We haven't been, I come from the station that has been running a $100,000 a month deficit. And, I'm sorry to, sorry to have to say that. And, we're not paying our bills, and that's leading to not paying, our, financial, unit NETA. And, that's where I put the primary blame is, we're not bringing in the money that we need to keep this organization running. And I'm not going to say any more. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Marilyn? Oh, I turned on my video. I didn't mean to. Sorry. Anyway, Marilyn, go ahead.
I just want to say I totally agree with Sandy. I think NETA has been a godsend for the network. I don't agree with Dingman that it's personnel problems and all that. That's blaming other people. I think the problem is they haven't been paid. And they haven't been paid because our institutions haven't been doing the fundraising the institutions are supposed to be doing, the LSBs or the PMBs. So we can point the finger back at ourselves instead of pointing at others for the blame. If we lose NATO, I think that would be tragic for the network, and I hope we can find a way for that to not happen.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm going to put myself on the stack for a minute here. I see this pretty much as, maybe I shouldn't say it, but I will. It's kind of a disaster. NEDA, for the past 3 years, they have been untangling the mess that was left behind by gross negligence since things fell apart, I guess, around 2012, 2013, and nobody was really minding the store or carrying out the sort of basic administrative and financial management activities, as far as I can tell. So they've been cleaning that up as they go along, and it's been really a Herculean labor. And, you know, they've got their fingers on a lot of our stuff, and they know us, and they know how we work. And now we're going to have to find perhaps 3 other vendors to take their place and try and get them acclimated and, you know, up to speed on how we work. It's going to be a lot. I'm going to vehemently disagree with one of the members here who said, you know, we lost power and we, there's been a lot of incompetence, not at all the stations, but some of the stations, and or else just a total absence. Like PFW didn't have anybody doing business management, for example. NEDA took it over, and, you know, it's so much better for us. And I won't speak about other specific stations, but we don't feel a loss of power because of that. It frees us up to go do other things. Pacifica's mission is not to keep its financial books in order. Pacifica's mission is to bring, you know, information and cultural things to the public. So, you know, we should concentrate on what our mission and strengths are. That's my feeling. I'll leave it there and I'll stop. I've been timed. Thank you.
All right, Jim to the stock.
Jim Dingaman, go ahead.
Correct. Thank you, Sandy, for clarifying that. I didn't mean to imply that, you know, you saw bankruptcy as a sole option. I know it's one option among many. NEDA saved us a lot of money. That's number one. That is one of the detrimental aspects of what has just occurred. And it wasn't up to NEDA to market Pacifica. I've listened to their analysis of the stations and the, you know, interpretation of what the financial facts are for, you know, now a few months. And I finally realized, you know, it's not their role to lead the system, the Pacifica system, out of its doldrums. It's the role of the people who are in leadership positions and everybody in the system itself to do that. And sadly, you know, that leaves much to be desired, because the fiscal issues we face are pretty tough. You know, with them out of the picture, that's one additional cost factor added to our expenses, along with all the other things that we've had to deal with in the past couple of months. And so the burden is really on those of us here who want to see the system survive. And, you know, it's going to require some hard thinking. People want to talk about personnel issues. The fact is that indeed there were examples of people stepping out of essentially what they should, you know, properly deal with. There was sort of NEDA, and then essentially aggravating the situation. Okay, that's a fact, objective fact. The main reason I left, of course, is not that, and I agree, it's money. So we have to sit there and turn the situation for the.
Thank you, Jim. I've just noticed that George Walter is here. George Walter from NETA. I don't know if he's just here to listen, or George, did you want to say anything? You are muted.
Okay, I'm just listening tonight.
Okay,
I gave you my comments. Thank you.
I have a question.
Thanks. Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'd like to be put on stack. I have a question for George.
Go ahead, because we have no more stack.
Okay, thank you. George, Eileen informed us that you already had, or that NETA already had, all of the documentation that you need from all of the stations in order to conduct the audit. Is that, can you confirm that, please?
I'm just listening tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Then what I understood from Eileen is that in an email that she sent to the audit committee a few days ago or yesterday, is that the provided by client list that that you provide or that you keep states that all of the stations have provided all of the documentation necessary for you to conduct the audit at this time. That is what I'm asking you as an audit committee member. If you could please confirm it, that is correct, please.
Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, George is a guest. He's indicated twice he's not here to answer questions, but just to listen. I think this is out of order.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto to the stack.
I haven't finished. I'm sorry, Bella. I just have one more thing to add. Then I will direct my question direct my question to Eileen. Could you confirm for me and provide any documentation to that effect that what you're saying is correct? That all who informed you that all the stations have already provided all of the documentation for this year's audit?
That is what I understood from George Walter.
Okay, so you are confirming that then. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, right. You know, if there's, I know that Julia, I think, told me last week before that.
I'm sorry, I didn't finish. Could you please provide us then with the list from George or from whoever is responsible for NETA?
No.
Excuse me, haven't finished my question, please. Please let me finish my question, please.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You. If you could provide us with the provided by client list, with an updated list that states very clearly that every station has provided all of the documentation necessary. That's all I'm asking for, is a confirmation, a written confirmation by the appropriate persons that all of the stations have provided all of the documentation.
I will ask George if he can provide such a thing. I'm not going to demand that he provide such a thing, because I feel that that's kind of micromanaging.
No,
they have. I'm not done either. It was not a great idea in the first place. You know, he was keeping us up to date on what was going on. I know that the auditors have the trial balances and the I forget what the other thing is, what they need to be working on our audits, and I am satisfied with that. I'd rather let the auditors and NETA do their work. I don't need to hover. That's my feeling. And I'm not willing to ask George to do extra work to, you know, put together a tidy list.
No, it's not a putting together. It's a list that already exists, correct? Because you're telling me
the
that
list
the list already exists, correct? That's all that I'm saying.
Excuse me. I don't know if he like makes a tick mark every time. I just don't know how it works. And I'm really not wanting to make more work for anybody.
Marilyn. Okay.
And I don't think I don't see why it's even necessary.
But I would like to state that at the first meeting that we had, we did pass we did agree, and you agreed to do this as well, as reflected in the minutes and in the recordings of the first meeting that we went to, that you would send a letter.
Okay.
Excuse me, let me finish, please. You would send a letter requesting the provider. In fact, the letter stated that the agreement stated we would find out which stations. But even that, I'm not even asking that. I'm asking because of the fact that you're saying it's a moot, that you said in the email that it was a moot point because they have already handed in everything. Then that list should be made available that all the clients, all of the stations have provided that information. So you are saying that you received that verbally from Netta, from George. That's fine. I'll take you at your word. But normally, a decision that the committee makes should be respected. And
understood. I apologize.
You did not
for
do that. Thank you.
I apologize for that in an email that I sent to the entire audit committee. Marilyn, please go ahead.
Yeah, I asked for the stack before Marilyn.
Oh, you did. You did. I'm sorry, Bella. Go ahead.
Bella DeSoto. Thank you, Madam Chair. I noticed that since the beginning, there has been a resistance from your side, Madam Chair, to comply with the request of this information. And this continues to be brought up by Elizabeth Milos. I brought it up at the beginning. And now we have George in the meeting, who is a guest only listening. I object to that. He is as James Sugerton just pointed out, has been a paid employee or contractor of this foundation, and we are the audit committee. I find it very insulting that here we have the only contact with Netta, and he is refusing to interact with us. I find that very objectionable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Heard. Let's see.
I will lower my hand.
Thank you. Marilyn?
Yeah, I find these audit committee meetings very stressful because it seems people are all suspicious of one another. People are suspicious of Eileen that she's not doing something else. It just seems like nobody trusts anybody. I do agree with Bella that I think that if George is here, he should answer our questions. But it's been clear from the very beginning that George had said that he sent a list. We have the list of what he requires of each station. But for him to go through that list just to make up a list for us to know which stations they're still trying to get information from, when they're trying to get the information, it seems like people keep hammering on that point. And it's been clear, and we've talked about it at every single meeting. It was established that George said, would you please not do that because it... So I agree that we shouldn't keep pressuring on that issue, and it's bothersome. But I also, with Bella's comment, I do agree that since George came here, it seems unfair that he's just here to listen. And why we want to listen to him, what do we have to tell him? We're just here to wait for his information, so it doesn't make any sense. And I have respect for George and his work. That has nothing to do with it. You know?
All right.
One second, I'm just going to intervene. George has left the meeting. So, you know, that's that. And
right.
Netta has
left the network.
Huh?
Jim?
Not yet.
Okay, let me say one thing first. I did apologize to everyone in an email for not respecting some of the things that I was asked to do or that we had motions on, and I'm sorry for that, and that's why I did return that one motion to tonight's agenda, and we will get to it. So I don't know. Never mind. Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I want for the record to be noted that I'm sure others will agree that I do appreciate the hard work that Netta did. It's too bad that he left because I wanted him to hear this. I appreciate the hard work that they did to unravel the mess that was facing them when they came into the situation. And what did it accomplish? It finally got us to have AFSs on time that then would allow the foundation to be able to do all sorts of good things that people have talked about accomplishing. So I want to be on record thanking them for their hard work in helping us get to the point where we now have some regularity in receiving the AFSs. And I know that the stations that don't cooperate, you know, that I'm well aware of who does what and where on all that. I didn't understand why everybody was bickering about that because, you know, I did understand or know that they were pulling out. So I said to myself, Jesus, you know, this is ridiculous to belabor this. But they did accomplish really positive things for the network. And I think we all should, you know, thank them for that. You know, and I don't agree with others who think that they didn't, because it simply had not cost us as much money as it did in the past. It's very simple mathematically. I think it's what, 30 or 40% less, if I understand, than what it did, it cost us in the past. And, you know, so I want to thank them for their hard work in unraveling that. And it's a disappointment to see that they're gone. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And we'll make sure that George can listen to this recording. And I will also make sure to convey what you said to any TA. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. Point of information?
Yes, Bella.
Yes, on the documents that you sent, you also sent out to the audit committee, dated 6-6-2022, motion for finance committee, whereas the PMB audit committee is entrusted.
Bella, that's another point on the agenda.
Okay, so that
can
is
you
on
wait,
the agenda.
Please?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, let me see where we are.
I'd like to say Elizabeth would like to be recognized.
Okay, and I think this would be the last point for this.
I think, I'm not sure if Sarah was before me or not, because she has her hand raised. As well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even see that. Yeah, Sarah, go ahead. Were you?
Okay. Well,
she hasn't spoken much.
I'm just listening to this situation as it evolves. And the man told us that he wants to audit what we're doing. He wanted information. He wants to see what we're doing and get the general gist of where we're going, what our opinions are. And he was in listening mode. Executives very frequently just sit in the back of a room and audit all kinds of committees and management teams and whatnot like that. And it's a matter you have to respect it if that's what he wanted to do. I think it was a great opportunity for us to discuss the things and he would hear from us as opposed to us picking on him and getting rude about it, because I felt for him. And when he left, he exercised his right to just leave, you know, and that was not good. We did not gain anything from that. So I really wish we would have respected his desire just to sit in the back of the room and learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I state something, please? Elizabeth would like to be recognized.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
First of all, I'd like to state for the record that I have no problem with Netta or George or anybody. I was asking for clarification and for follow through of what our committee had already decided from the first day that I got here, which, by the way, was 2 months ago. I did not know that our contractors can sit in on meetings and I assume that he had been invited to the meeting, even if he himself had stated that he was listening. I did not know that he was not, that asking a question would produce such a response.
Okay.
And I believe that the way that I made that question towards him was not disrespectful in any way. It was a question that, you know, and it was the list that is already existed. And as I stated then, I
I mean, I think that we need to realize that when you're asking for accountability, it's not a personal attack. Just like I was asking for accountability from Eileen directly. I then redirected my question to Eileen as our chair, because she had been the one to provide that information, that was by then a moot point. So I just want to state that nobody was attacking George or Netta, please. Thank you very
much. Understood. And I have a clarification from George. He clarified that Netta works on sections of the financials at a time, and the list does not get updated for each move. Making a list public that is dated immediately is risky, because it's basically out of date the minute it's completed, because then they continue working on sections of the financials. And that is pretty much what he's been trying to communicate all along, and why he hasn't wanted to provide this list, because it just doesn't jibe with the way he works. And I'm going to say that I think we should leave this. It's at the point where we're rearranging chairs on the Titanic. So I think we don't really need to spend any more time on this. Thank you. Let us move on.
Stella has her hand up.